The Bush administration has taken the first formal step toward construction of a central storage site for the nation's most highly radioactive waste. Secretary of Energy Spencer Abraham informed the governor of Nevada yesterday that he will recommend burying that waste at Yucca Mountain, northwest of Las Vegas. It sets the stage for an intense national debate that may also foretell the fate of nuclear power in the United States. NPR science correspondent Dan Charles is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
There's been talk about a possible waste site at Yucca Mountain for many years now. What's convinced the Bush administration to move ahead now?
Well, to hear Secretary of Energy Spencer Abraham tell it, the scientific questions are answered. After more than a decade and billions of dollars spent studying the site, we now know, he said, that we can put the nuclear waste 1,000 feet underground there, and it will stay there and not endanger anyone for 10,000 years, which, to put it in perspective, is twice as long as the pyramids have been standing. There's a new twist on this, though, since September 11th. He says it's the nuclear waste rods from the spent fuel from nuclear power plants are in danger from terrorist attack if we let them sit where they are, which is at more than 100 places in more than 30 states across the country. So we need to move forward, he said. And they have been moving forward, actually, since almost from the day the Bush administration took office.
Nevada officials are not thrilled about this. Can they stop it?
Well, the politics of this are very interesting. Democrats and Republicans alike in Nevada seem to be united against this. The way the law works, if they say no, and the Bush and President Bush, as expected a month from now, adopts the recommendation, then it drops back into the lap of Congress. And they'll have to decide whether to overrule Nevada and go ahead with it.
And are Democrats there united in opposition to the Bush administration?
You do have Tom Daschle, the Democratic leader in the Senate, leading the charge against it. He said when he took office as a majority leader that a decision to authorize a nuclear storage site at Yucca Mountain would not happen on his watch. And you have the Bush administration strongly in favor. But it may not play out as a Democratic versus Republican issue, because when you think about it, lawmakers are going to have to consider, well, if we block a site at Yucca Mountain, where's the waste going to end up? Maybe in my state.
Is there an alternative to Yucca Mountain?
Well, the alternative that a lot of people are going to suggest, and some have been suggesting already, is basically to build secure, almost permanent storage sites at the places where the most of the waste is now, which is right at nuclear power plants, where the current storage sites are somewhat fragile, but maybe you could build a big kind of bunker-like thing for long-term storage that would eliminate a couple of problems. It would be a lot quicker to do that if you're worried about the terrorist threat than building the storage site at Yucca Mountain. It also eliminates the problem of transporting this waste all across the country over many years. And ultimately, I mean, the industry is dead set against this. It kind of creates the image that this is a problem that can't be resolved, that they're stuck with the waste. And that's really the core of the issue, the future of nuclear power in this country. One opponent of Yucca Mountain said yesterday, what we're witnessing is the end of America's love affair with the atom.
NPR's Dan Charles.